So far, Katie and Nick have put in a motherboard, they've connected the power supply, they've added a microprocessor, put in some RAM, and they've connected up the hard disk. So what about the graphics side of things?
The trend over the last few years has been to integrate things like graphics into the processor themselves. Processors have become far more than just processors. Lots of the things like memory management and graphics that were traditionally done on the motherboard have now been integrated into the processor itself. So it's what people like to call system on chip.
And if we were going to put a graphics card in, so is this what you're holding right now?
That's right. This is a very basic graphics card.
So it's a black rectangle with a whole load of... Oh, I wonder what that was, a heatsink.
This is just another heatsink, just like the one on the processor. And underneath that will be buried the GPU, the graphics processing unit.
So the heatsink is a load of what, plastic metal?
Aluminium.
A kind of grid, an aluminium grid. Yeah. And the GPU is hidden inside.
Yeah, underneath.
Does it need to go in?
We can.
Yep, let's do it.
This part is easy. It just pushes in.
Just like that. See, it's all coming together. But will it actually turn on? You'll have to stay tuned and find out.